Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Good evening. The show begins in Pennsylvania with Selena Zito on Air Force One, with the president flying to West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. Presentation to U.S. Steel, now purchased by Nippon Steel in some fashion. Jobs and futures and dreams stay in the U.S. Steel stays for the U.S. Nippon Steel and the president worked out the deal. It's elaborate, but it's a celebration for the communities in and around West Mifflin and West Pennsylvania. Selena tells the story of September 19, 1977, when those steel mills were shut down by the overwhelming foreign steel that was flooding into the country, cheap and subsidized, from all over Asia. And how John Glenn, the senator from Ohio and the Apollo hero, took a petition with workers to the White House to deliver it to the president. And the president wouldn't come and see them, nor would he send his counselors out to take the petition. Indifference, 1977. Now, 2025, the president flies to the presentation with the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Bessant, and other dignitaries of the Trump administration. Selena was thrilled and enjoyed the day immensely. She even got to ride in the beast more than once. That's the big machine, called a car, that hauls the president around wherever he goes. We move on to Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss reporting on Vegas. There's unhappy news from Vegas. The Nevada legislature turned away the tax abatement that would have made it possible for the Summerlin Studios, to build a new Hollywood 2.0 in Las Vegas. A great idea. It can come back. Jeff wasn't sure who drove this. Maybe even L.A. money drove it, because they don't want to see the industry moving to Las Vegas. But the facts are, Las Vegas is a nice place to live, and Los Angeles is expensive and dangerous. Jeff compared two houses, both around $450,000. One, completely gated, ironed up behind an iron fence in what looks to be a rough part of L.A., $460,000. The other, a pristine gem of a house, two bays, perfectly done, front yard, suburban Las Vegas, $450,000. You understand. Moving on to Small Business America, Gene Marks acknowledges it's slowing, but at the same time, small businesses are optimistic of the future. That's the nature of the entrepreneur in America. Always going to be better if we just hold on a little longer. And they're right. And then we begin the conversation about D-Day, June 6, 1944, with Colonel Jeff McCausland, West Point 72, U.S. Army retired artilleryman, CBS News. He tells the story of Wally Sproul, who was 101st Airborne paratrooper lieutenant, the one standing opposite Eisenhower in the very famous picture of Ike talking to the 101st the night before they jumped into Normandy. It's all a very wonderful story, and I urge you to listen to Jeff tell the story. I don't want to step on it. It's wonderful. Has twists and punch lines, and everything about it is perfect, including how Jeff heard it many years later. And then we also talked about the war fighting going on in 2025 in Ukraine, in and around Russia, the exchange of drones in the Middle East, in and around Israel, the exchange of drones and doubts. Richard Epstein joins to talk about the Supreme Court decisions, the 9-0 Supreme Court decisions, one about discrimination, one about guns, selling guns, and another about religious organizations not paying taxes. All 9-0, Richard said. It's a surprise, but it's a pleasant surprise. It's clear the cases are easy to decide, but heretofore you would have assumed the three decidedly liberal justices on the court would have voted against them. They didn't. In fact, they wrote the opinions, thanks to John Roberts. Wonderful. The court is suddenly nonpartisan, and that's what we need going forward. Parties' interests come first. That's the biography of the life of Xi Zhongshan. Who's he? That's Xi Jinping's father, a revolutionary. Joined the party in 26, struggled for many decades, fighting and running and living out the life of a guerrilla in anarchy, China. Finally, the party comes together in 49, and Xi Zhongshan rises in power until he's purged, as Mao purged most of the revolutionaries from his early days. Mao fell into the recognizable role of a strongman, a tyrant, leading to the great leap forward, the starvation of 30 to 40 million people. Odd business, but it's a biography. 700 pages. I talked to Joseph Turingian, the author, a young professor of history at Stanford. Very convincing. You can anticipate a lot of Xi Jinping's decision-making on the basis of what he heard from his father about the early days of the revolution. Party's interests come first. The second part will be next week. This is the first part, first half. Then a conversation about Lancaster County. Jim McTague goes and watches the shoppers at Costco. Slow. Baskets not full. Not only buying necessities. Warning again. Jim's warned before. I pay attention. The economy's not booming, and the jobs number came in acceptable. Inflation is not spiking, but you can never be certain. Lorenzo Fiore tells a wonderful story of Mount Etna erupting and tourists running this way and that, though they were quite safe. And then finally, Bob Zimmerman talking about the cutbacks at NASA from $24.9 billion budget for the fiscal year to $18.6, eliminating many of the fine planetary robot probes, maintaining the missions to the moon, and then Artemis, Orion and SLS go away, depending on commercial space to go forward, says Bob. And finally, sunspots. There's a sudden plunge in the number of sunspots, unpredicted. I mean, it's just sharp. It's like the bottom fell out. It's like stock sell-off. We won't know more till next month to see if the sunspots come back or whether they continue to plunge. And Bob reassures me nobody knows nothing about why this is happening. Frontier of unknowns. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.